Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings got his meeting with President Trump on the issue of the high price of prescription drugs. He brought two other people along, another congressperson and the president of Johns Hopkins. But there were also other issues pressing on Congressman Cummings that he discussed with President Trump.
There were two other issues that I also talked to him about, and that was when I said to him, Mr. President, most respectfully, when you're talking about the African-American community, I want you to realize that all African-American communities are not places of depression and where people are being harmed. As a matter of fact, I let him know that I've been living in the inner city of Baltimore for some 35 years in the same house, and that I think it would be good for him to acknowledge that most African-American people are doing very, very well, and that certainly we all welcome his efforts to improve our communities. The other thing that I talked to him about, and then I will get to Congressman Welch, is the whole voting situation. And I told him that I understand that Secretary Pence will be conducting this investigation with regard to voting fraud. And I told him that I thought that voting fraud was all but non-existent. And I said to him that we had sent him a letter and sent Vice President Pence a letter saying that while we believe that voting fraud is all but non-existent, the thing that we do know is a problem is voter suppression, and that you cannot have any kind of reasonable investigation of voting in the United States unless you deal with that issue. Finally, I told him that I was glad that he was able to meet with the presidents of the historically black colleges and universities, and I said to them the most important thing for those colleges and universities right now is they need funding. They need more funding. And so he said he would work on that.
April Ryan, AURN.com.